NTSB investigates a close call at Charlotte. Cessna T210 owners have a new prop option. And after 18 years, the A12 litigation continues. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, June 4th, 2009. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a runway incursion Friday morning at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The board reports a PSA Airlines CRJ-200 regional jet, operated as U.S. Airways Express Flight 2390, was cleared for takeoff on runway 18 left. After the regional jet was into its takeoff roll, a Pilatus PC-12 turboprop was cleared to taxi into position and hold farther down the same runway, in preparation for a departure roll that was to begin at the taxiway A intersection. After the ground-based collision warning system alerted controllers, the takeoff clearance for the regional jet was canceled. The pilot of the PC-12, seeing the RJ coming down the runway on a collision course, taxied the PC-12 to the side of the runway. The FAA says the two planes came to a stop 10 feet from each other. Hartzell Propeller is a company with roots so deep they precede the Wright brothers' first flight by a quarter century. If founder John Hartzell is looking down today, he's beaming with pride at the company's continuing technological advancements. Hartzell's latest addition to its top prop line is a three-bladed Scimitar prop with de-icing, STC'd for retrofitting to Cessna's turbocharged T210L Centurion. MSRP ranges from $9,800 to $11,800, depending on required equipment. What does that buy you? Well, Hartzell says you should expect 0 to 60 knot acceleration time to improve by 3%, a 4% improvement in climb, and another 2 to 3 knots in cruise speed compared to the original equipment. Mike Trudeau, Hartzell Propeller's top prop program manager, says the STC brings new economics and better value to owners of the T210L. Quote, "Our design engineers and aerodynamicists are making top props live up to their name once again," unquote. You can contact any authorized Hartzell dealer to get more details. After 18 years of litigation, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit has upheld earlier rulings that the U.S. Navy was entitled to terminate a contract with McDonnell Douglas and General Dynamics for development of the A-12 carrier-based stealth attack aircraft. That $4 billion contract was issued in 1988. 3 years later, following serious technical difficulties, the Department of Defense refused to approve additional funding, and the Navy declared the fixed-priced contract to be behind schedule, over budget, and in default. The court decision orders the contractors to repay the original $1.35 billion that the government invested in the program, and almost $1.5 billion more in interest. Attorneys for General Dynamics and for Boeing, which acquired McDonnell Douglas in 1997, immediately announced plans to appeal. Up next on ANN, Embry-Riddle opens a new wildlife risk center. The Paris Air Show celebrates 100 years, and the CAF has another B-25 in the air. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-Cessna.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 4th. I'm Paul Plack. For a few weeks after the miracle on the Hudson, the issue of bird strikes on aircraft was front page news. The public's attention has moved on to other stories now, but Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University has launched the International Center for Aviation and Wildlife Risk Mitigation to help keep momentum on the recent focus on strikes. The new center is based at Embry-Riddle's Prescott, Arizona campus and will bring together top aviation wildlife experts to share and develop new research and management solutions to reduce the dangers and serve as a resource to airports around the world. Center Director Archie Dickey is credited with creating the FAA's Wildlife Strike Database in 1999. Of his new job, he notes, quote, "The U.S. Airways landing in the Hudson River was the wake-up call that we needed to accelerate our plan to create this center, which was several years in the making," unquote. Dickey calls marine radar technology that's being adapted to detect bird movements at airports promising. It was just 5 years ago we were celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Wright brothers' first successful flight at Kitty Hawk. And already, it's time to celebrate the 100th anniversary of one of the biggest airplane sales events. The Paris Air Show is held every 2 years, in rotation with Europe's other big show in Farnborough, and this year will mark the centennial. The show opens on Monday, June 15th and runs through Sunday the 21st at the Le Bourget Exhibition Center. Despite the economy, organizers are optimistic. The 2007 show attracted an official attendance of almost 154,000 visitors. That was up 12% from 2 years earlier. A North American B-25J Mitchell World War II bomber, painstakingly restored to its wartime configuration, made its first post-restoration flight last Friday at Falcon Field in Mesa, Arizona. The commemorative Air Force volunteers who've worked on the restoration have named her Maid in the Shade. That's Maid spelled M-A-I-D, in honor of the plane's long stay inside the CAF Museum's hangar on the field. Rick Senfner is leader of the Arizona Wing of the commemorative Air Force and says the plane was donated to the organization in 1981. Quote, "It flew 15 combat missions against forces of the Axis out of Corsica with the 319th Bomb Group in 1944 through 45 before being decommissioned. After years of heavy use as a fire bomber, the general condition of the aircraft was pretty bad when we received it. We restored it as a tribute to honor the veterans who fought for our freedom over 60 years ago," unquote. More than 9,800 B-25Js were built during World War II. The twin-tail, mid-wing, land monoplane was powered by two 1,700-horsepower Wright Cyclone engines. Normal bomb capacity was 5,000 pounds. Some versions carried a 75-millimeter cannon in the conventional bombardier's compartment. One version carried 14 forward-firing 50-caliber machine guns for strafing. The Commemorative Air Force has about 9,000 members and a fleet of almost 160 airplanes, representing more than 60 different types, including planes from several foreign countries and military conflicts since World War II. Still ahead, the Kit Fox Lite has spawned a legal ultralight. Here's a new must-have for simulator game fans. And do wealthy heiresses really fly Southwest Airlines? You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, June 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The Kit Fox Lite, little brother of the larger Kit Fox Light Sport aircraft popular since 1984, has a new owner and a new purpose in life. Aviation enthusiast and entrepreneur James Wiebe and his wife Kathy of Wichita, Kansas, have bought the rights and tooling to the smaller plane from John and Deborah McBean's Kit Fox Aircraft LLC and plan to reincarnate the plane using carbon fiber to create a legal Part 103 ultralight. As part of the agreement, the Wiebes will rebrand the smaller plane to avoid confusion with the Kit Fox LSA. Their new company will be called Belite Aircraft. James Wiebe says he's developed a proprietary lightweight carbon fiber structure, which will be used for spars, ribs, and struts, allowing the new plane to make the 254-pound limit. He plans to show the plane at Oshkosh next month. You can just go ahead and start your Christmas list now. Logitech says it will begin U.S. and European sales of its first-ever force-feedback flight simulator interface in September. The design and controls of the flight system G940 are said to be inspired by military and commercial airplanes and helicopters. The system includes a force-feedback joystick, dual throttle and rudder pedals, and more than 250 options for programming buttons to put all the functionality of your simulator within reach. Ruben Mukherjee, Logitech's Director of Product Marketing for Gaming, promises, quote, "Whether you're flying an A380, an FA-18 Hornet, or a Comanche helicopter, when you want to feel the wind on your wings, control engines together or independently, or master tricky maneuvers, the G940 behaves and feels like the real thing from takeoff to landing," unquote. The MSRP will be about $300. And finally, if you have severe allergies to pet dander, Southwest Airlines has been one of your last remaining friends among the airlines. Until now, Southwest is now allowing pets in the cabin for $75 each way. The airline says there's been an unexpected number of complaints about the policy change. Marlene Sanders of Golden, Colorado tells the Denver Post, quote, "I have a granddaughter who has a big problem with asthma, and she can't even breathe around a dog," unquote. Southwest spokesman Chris Maines assures us, quote, "We will quickly make accommodations if a pet is causing any disruption in flight. This is similar to the peanut allergy, and we do have experience in accommodating customers," unquote. Pat Anderson of Littleton, Colorado, who tells the paper she's allergic to cats, says, quote, "They are catering to the Paris Hiltons of the world. When do we start paying attention to the people and not the bottom line?" Unquote. Well, Pat, you must not fly often. Despite the late-night TV jokes, Southwest does a great job of paying attention to people, and it shows in their customer satisfaction ratings. And frankly, you lost me when you said Southwest is catering to Paris Hilton. You be sure and let us know when Paris flies on Southwest. Now that will be news. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, 2008 National CFI of the Year, Max Trescott, tells us the story of how the word probably got him in hot water on his blog. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.